Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This is the Hour of Healing Power. In this live call-in show, The Healing Hour, I'm going to take your calls and help you get started on your way to your maximum potential. So come on, settle in, listen up, and I'll take your questions head on. Together, we'll find practical wisdom and understanding about what ails you. In The Healing Hour, we'll start your day off right. Insights and practical health knowledge and concepts for how you really live. I'll take your issue and help guide you with a blend of scientific medicine and the esoteric, including shamanic energy medicine. So let's shake off some of that mystery and get started on how to really live. Together, let's get unstuck. So come on and join in, join up, and let me help and let go of what holds you back from being the maximum you the world needs. Take down this call-in number, 1-800-930-2819, and let's get started on The Healing Hour right now. I'm here with Dr. Pat. I'm Doc Martin. This is The Healing Hour.
Yeah.
And we do this once a month. And this time, we need to talk about, well, kind of attitude adjustment. You know, get your head right. Get your head in the game. We're talking about, anyway, I have a brand, a product in terms of thinking called Maximum Medicine that you guys may watch me in another episode of Transformation Talk Radio. But part of that is about getting people ready to participate in their own health care and basically do as much as they can for themselves to heal themselves. And one of the key components of that is to get the right mindset. So Pat and I are going to talk about this because I've put together a mindfulness matrix. And well, Pat, you know the importance of the mind.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, look, I think one of the things that I love about this is that we're reminded, you know, we're reminded of how truly powerful we are. And, you know, we've seen things in history where we have felt like we don't have freedoms, but the one thing we have is the freedom of what goes on in our mind. It's one of the most powerful freedoms that exists today, right? Nobody,
maybe the most powerful.
Yeah. Unless you are subjected to some brutal mind-altering experience, this is the thing that shows up so much, and yet we really optimize it so little, I think.
I agree with you. And if we really want to get down to brass tacks about this, this is the place where any individual is truly sovereign. And what I mean by that is you get to do it your way. Now, you could be a Uyghur in the western of China, the Muslim minority, and be locked up in think camps and be indoctrinated, and you finally cave and say, you know, start spouting what they want you to spout in order to get home to your family. But for the most part, your thoughts are sovereign to you. And I'm going to digress just a minute here because I'm a little bit swelled up in a good way. I just finished my certification for hypnotherapy, including past life regression.
Yeah.
And what's so amazing to me and what became more and more aware throughout the training was your thoughts are really coming from your soul. And if you know, we've got a lot of human mind conditioning and a lot of noise, but when you really get down in there and you lock in, these are directed by your soul and you can get on that train. You can get on that and ride the electric rail. Anyway, so your thoughts really do matter.
Yeah.
And so, Pat, you know about that in terms of health and a person's approach to an illness.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the other thing too is it's what do we do with our thoughts, right? You know, there's this idea that here we have these things that are thoughts and they are so detached from our emotional body or spiritual body, and they're not. And I love talking about this. You know, I think I shared with you offline that I so wanted in my studies to add a scale. Like when you measure things, right? Like when you measure things, you're very empirical. You're a doctor. You measure things. There are studies. So I so wanted to include in this was a scale to measure these other things outside of mind. And it was a tough sell. And the only way I got it in there was in the second part of the study. Thank you, Sherilyn Grandrose, Dr. Sherilyn Grandrose. I know you're sitting there in Pennsylvania somewhere. You're amazing. Temple, thank you, Dr. Sherilyn. Thank you for letting me in the program. It's a whole nother show. But she looked at it and she said, you know, just call it something different. Okay, I will call it spirituality. I'll call it something different. But it didn't change the word, Sharon. You know, Dr. Martin, it didn't change the words that included in there. And there's an emotional part of this that you've included in the matrix, that you've included in Maximum Medicine. And when I think about the multidimensional aspect of what you've done, I have a question for you. Now that you have returned from another transformative experience, are you seeing thoughts? Are you seeing the matrix? Are you feeling a different energy today?
Yes, I didn't reflect on it till just now, but the power of pulling all of one's pieces together. And your thoughts are a key way to link that, because they link your feelings, they link your literal body awareness, and they link your intellect. And when you're all linked up, each of us is a freaking powerhouse. And the work we do, and I believe in reincarnation, I believe in a soul, so I'll just put that out there up front. If you don't, just do what we call suspend disbelief for a minute. But when you are all linked up, and I believe that's the journey that we have as humans, is to learn how in so many different experiences to get as linked up as possible. And so, you know, you have some bad events in life that challenge your thoughts, challenge your feelings, challenge your interpretation of the world. And your challenge is to get linked up again, no matter what's coming at you. And that's not an easy job. It's not easy to be human. I'll admit that right up front.
And at the same time, you know, I'm really struck by just the potential. And we're going to talk about the matrix today, which I'm very excited about. And, you know, Edvin's going to be putting images of it up as we go. There's just a lot of things we're going to touch upon today. But I want to talk with you, if we could, for a minute, as we're looking at this conversation about the Maximum Medicine Mindfulness Matrix. I want to talk with you about the power of this a minute, because when we're talking about mind and thoughts matter, there's something brilliant about the matrix. And Edvin, if you put that up, that would be great. And what I mean by the matrix, right? If people go to your site, right, Dr. Sharon Martin, and let's just talk to them about this. There's a level of humanity where we can figure things out. Wouldn't you say that? But then there's another element that comes in. And it's an element, perhaps, that you and I can't describe. I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't know if your friends or your colleagues ask you, how did you come up with that? Or how do you know you can do it? But the beauty of this mindfulness matrix is that there are no wrong. And how should I say wrong? Correct me if I'm wrong. But there are no incorrect or wrong combinations or permutations of any of the ideas in the matrix.
Now, Edvin, am I able to see that as we talk? Are we able to
bring that? This will be on the Facebook live stream. So if you tune into that, you can still see it.
Thank you. And also, if people go to the Maximum Medicine page on Dr. Sharon Martin's site, it's right there. And, you know, part of this, too, is I can even share my screen when we come back from break because we could talk about it. But what you're asking us to do, Sharon, as you always ask us to do, is recognize that our thoughts matter. And let me ask you this. You're a medical doctor, you're a shaman, you are a teacher.
I'm almost certified as a hypnotherapist.
I'm just going to say, I didn't know if I should say that or not. But here we
all
are.
All I have to do is turn in my papers. I'm it.
All right. Not that you don't have enough to do. But there's a pathway that we go down and we can catch ourselves. And I want to talk about that when we come back. Because we get down a pathway and there's language. And we start to think a thing. Can I give you an example?
Yeah.
What if I fail? I'm just saying, just as a statement. Just the what if I fail. For you all listening, it doesn't have to. It could be like this morning's conversation of how do you make good cod, right? And if you're on the receiving end of the recipe and you're looking at it, you're thinking, but what if I fail? What if I don't make it right? But how about your life? Are you thinking about that as you return to work? Are you thinking about your health? But what if I don't dot, dot, dot? See, these thoughts matter.
It does matter because,
oh.
And we'll talk about that because one of the key elements of the matrix is expansion. And
yeah.
As soon as you have, and you and I've talked about this often, as yeah. soon as you have doubt or you start to lack confidence, the yeah. world possibilities constrict in on you.
Yeah.
You know, let's show everybody the matrix when we come back.
Yeah, let's show them. And I can bring it up on my screen, Edvin, if you allow me to share a screen. I can certainly bring it up on here. And one of the things you know about Benny and Sharon, you and I have worked together a number of years. I'm so excited about what you're creating. I hope we can talk a little bit about that today on how a thought
Wonderful.
Brought you here, how a thought got me here, and watching what happens when doubt sets in. Benny knows he's seen me at my good, the bad, and the ugly. And I could tell you across the board, the ugly comes from the doubt. Let's take a short break, everybody. We will be right back.
Guess what? You don't need to wait until the new year to set new goals for yourself. Hi, I'm Joan Marlowe, the host of Awareness to Action. And I'm taking this concept to a whole new level. I've developed a program to take your awareness to action in 90 days. Let me introduce you to your day one. Day one can start any day you choose, so why not now? We will use powerful brainstorming, mastermind, visioning, and goal setting techniques to open your awareness of what you really want in your life and take action with intention to get there. Choose to work with me one-on-one or in a small group. Let's connect, lift each other up, and hold each other accountable. I'm offering a free consult to design your program. Visit my site, peacefullyhealing.com, to connect with me, and let's find out when your day one will begin.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You, we created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Carrie Nail from Nailed It Radio. Understanding our personality preferences can be huge in conquering miscommunication with others. For example, the Myers-Briggs judging type prefers structure, organization, planning ahead, and making decisions quickly and moving on. However, perceiving types prefer to be boundaryless, spontaneous, and wait until the last minute. A great strategy for those who prefer judging is to give perceiving types options, time to make a decision, and be open to other options they may come up with. Also, asking for information ahead of your own deadline creates less stress for both types. Perceiving types can create a system to keep track of scheduled plans so they can be on time, and they can avoid sharing too many open-ended options by focusing on what is most important. I specialize in helping people understand these differences so you can take them into every aspect of your life to thrive. For more information, you can visit my website, KeriNail.com. That's KeriNail.com.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Healing Hour with Dr. Sharon Martin and me, bridging the mystical and scientific. I want to say something, Dr. Martin, before we go, but I also want to say to everybody, we're going to be talking about a matrix, and Edvin is going to be putting up fantastic images. I want to say that when you go to Sharon Martin's site, drsharonmartin.com, drsharonmartin.com, and you go to the page in the menu that says maximum medicine, you just click on that thing. And you just scroll down a little bit, you'll see Sharon's picture, you see this beautiful, I just so love that slider. And you scroll down and right there, you'll see the maximum medicine way, the site where science meets spirituality. And right under it, you will see 9 boxes. That's the mindfulness matrix. That's what we're gonna roll with. Edvin's going to pop it up in the way that only Edvin can. And Sharon's going to take us on a journey. I want to start with this, Sharon. This is Maximum Medicine Mindfulness Matrix. Something must have shown up for you in these past weeks to say, this is important. As a matter of fact, you and I were talking about it in reference to your upcoming book. Can you talk about how this relates to mind and what about this should we embody?
Let me just back up a second and confess that when I first met Dr. Pat and Jessica, gosh, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
I had a whisper from soul, from spirit to expand, to do this. And multiple times along the way, I ran into self-doubt. And Dr. Pat was constantly moving that away from me, removing it, helping me step in and be bigger and bigger. And so I've struggled with each of these components. But when I'm now writing a book on ways that I think I can help you guys, the listeners, help you take any health challenge, actually any challenge, but it's focused on health, and do the most that you can for yourself and heal almost all of it. And so what I figured is these are key elements of the ways to think. Or I should say, when you have a thought, if you don't have a clear laser beam for each of these components, you need to work on it. Because to really, really be, when I say to create, I mean that as a human, you bring forth so many things that you yourself are invested in, that you bring forth to the world. And if you want to really bring in the big stuff, the important stuff, and anything that you bring is important, but these are key elements. So, Edvin, do we have the 3x3 up?
Yes, I'll pull it up.
Okay,
right now.
Wonderful. So I just want to say that all along the way that I've been working with Dr. Pat, I have been doing my own inner work to really get clear, and more than clear, really make sure that each energy beam I send out is as good as it can be. And that takes work, but truthfully, it's fun, I think, anyway. So, Pat, let's go across the top.
Okay, great.
And let's talk about these and how important these are. So Let's talk about vision. And when I describe vision, I've described it here in these graphs, and it's on my website. This is to amplify your way of looking. So that's your perspective, but you want it to look beyond the usual way you look. So you're taking tunnel vision and you're increasing your periphery. Vision also is to take your thoughts to different places. So allow yourself to consider that there's a whole new way for you coming. So you look ahead to the potential of different destinies so you can envision a different you. We do that in hypnosis. It's called future pacing. See the you that you want to be and see it ahead of you, like coming down the timeline to you. And that when you see the new you, you're visioning yourself in a new way. And that's really clear. And in the maximum medicine, in terms of a health perspective, this is a way to envision and to have a vision of what's going on in your cellular level. And with meditative and journey techniques, we can actually see it and feel it. And then you can steer your chemistry towards health. Now, I know that sounds big. And in my book, when it comes out, which will probably be the beginning of 2022, I'll help you get through the steps of that. But the point is, see it bigger. See possibility. So this is vision. Pat, anything to add about vision?
Yes. What I want to add, no, nothing to add. Well, here's what I want to say. And we're going to get there today for people, because when we're talking about creation of a matrix, it is a multidimensional thing. And mm-hmm. So when Sharon talks about this, we're going to take the elements a piece at a time, and then we're going to show you what happens when you put the pieces together and how they form these beautiful, mindfully moving forward aspects of who we can be. That is so the beauty of this. Individually, they're powerful. Let's keep rolling.
Okay. So let's move across the top and let's move over to intention. So when I think about intention is, for me, taking your wish, your desire, and it is arrow straight. This is where your desire, that's what you want. You're shooting the arrow straight there, not here, not there. If you want really powerful intention, you've got to aim exactly for the target. And Esther Hicks teaches that in the law of attraction. Many people teach it. She's coming to mind.
Yeah.
You say, well, you want to have love in your life. Well, okay, so you're going to have grandkids, so that's love. Well, no, I didn't mean that. You want a partner. Okay, a partner. Well, wait, I don't want a partner who doesn't understand my philosophy, who doesn't share this or that. Wait, so you're constantly taking these approaches or the arrows of your thoughts, pinning them down, getting that straight into the target.
Yeah.
So intention, it comes from your life force. and it's not wishy-washy. And by the way, in each of these boxes, I've kind of put an awareness from the literal world to the cellular world to the soul world. So yeah. I've got a little bit of thoughts in each of those categories.
Yeah.
When you have intention, and this will come out even more in the training that I'll do in my book, that sends specific signals to your body organism to get it to move the way you want, because our thoughts are very, very, very powerful. In fact, that's what directs our soul's journey.
Yeah.
So how does the divine play in? Well, your intention is amplified by your connection to the divine. So when you get your channel open to spirit, I happen to get a knowing, or it's a knowing. I don't really hear anything. Sometimes I see words, but then I'll act on it. But I know that that's coming from a higher place. So that's intention. Pat, any thoughts on intention?
All I want to say to everybody is we're going to give you demonstrations and examples on this. We're going to really be able to wind this around and show you what this means and how it plays out. We have some very great examples of this. Even if you do not know what it means, even if you have, I call them a hit. Here's the thing. I'm not even 20-something, and I'm walking down the halls of Bell Labs, and I turn to Linda, and out of the blue, I say, I'm going to get a PhD. Now, mind you, I barely graduated high school, barely. By the grace of my literature teacher, he felt so bad for me, summer school. And I turned to Linda, and I said, I'm going to get a PhD. And I looked at her, and she said, of course, you absolutely would. And then I said, what exactly is a PhD? But let's continue, because see, it didn't matter if I knew. And it almost doesn't matter about why I wanted to get it. I've shared that story. Every PhD I delivered mail to had fun. They juggled. They played ping pong. They had sound rooms. All I know is they were the fun people. Keep going. That's all I knew.
Oh, my.
You had the same experience. I mean, you know, there is a part of your life, too. You had the same experience. But I want to keep going, because this is the teaching of our time. This is how everybody listening could play with us on this and create something right now today as we're talking about create it. You don't have to know what it is. You don't have to know when you're getting it. Call it in. Go ahead, Sharon. Doc Martin, my friend.
Going across the top, communication. This is a big one. And this is not just knowing how to talk to somebody else. This is really, I call it putting your line in the sand. So when you are stating exactly what you want on the inside to what you show outside, then your words will lead you, they'll unite your actions, and they'll inspire. And the communication that we're going to do when I've written my book and I can help you guys go through it is you're going to communicate also with your biochemistry, your DNA, and your components of your body. And that you'll do that in visualization and meditation. You're also going to listen. Now, communication is not just talk. It's also listen. You're going to listen to the voices of your higher self and the beings that you tap in with. And maybe you're an angel person, maybe you're elementals and fairies, maybe you're like me and you love the nature forces. But when you listen, then you begin a dialogue and then you are communicating. And the power that comes from that, from joining up with these higher level beings, really, really adds to the power of your journey. So those are three key ones. So let me just digress for a second.
Sure.
And ask Pat, do you want to go through all nine?
I would love to. I'd love to go through all nine. And I think some of them you know, will speak for themselves. But I would love for people to hear them, because then we're going to talk about the fifth dimension of this, right? Okay. How by no coincidence, it doesn't matter what direction you go on the matrix. You can go across, you can go down, you can go diagonally. Each has a special, let's call it value action. But please keep rolling.
And the thing also that I think is so valuable, those of you who read Don Miguel Ruiz's Four Agreements, those are key ways of behavior in the world. Well, these are a little bit, they're also key, but these are more of an internal journey. So second row across, left to right, clarity. So getting really clear is your ability to discern. And when you choose your words that don't have any errors, and you don't say, oh, I didn't really mean that. It's also your energy field when you've turned the light on. So the shadow side is seen, when your hidden agendas are obvious to you and you can work on them. And clarity allows your life force to flow unimpeded. And it is a view to the realm of the divine. So you can see the messages that come to you without a veil, without fuzz in the way. So clarity is really key. It's also, you have clarity when you choose your intention. When you make your arrow perfectly sharp to go exactly to the target, you got clear. No, not this, not this. And you got it right. So clarity is a big deal. Expansion. So one of the key points that I start out with in my book is, and what I tell everybody here in different episodes of the show, got to think bigger. You've got to be bigger. You've got to believe that you can be bigger. So this is the bigger you with a capital Y. And it's your ability, your energy, your control over destiny. And it's the way you can really see your life, but now you see it expanded into soul purpose. And you also can now have an expanded awareness at the cellular level of your health. So it, and from a spiritual point of view, the way you can see that we are, and I believe this, infinite. So expansion is, in medical terms, I am always struck by so many times I have a patient come in who says to me, they describe their life based on the pain they're having or the functional limit they're having. And their whole existence is boxed in by this disease that happened to them, that the back pain that limited them, the rheumatoid arthritis that's got them not very flexible or fluid, but they cannot see themselves or they haven't looked bigger. And so they've got themselves in a box. And so one of the hardest things to do is to be able to show people, show patients, you are more than that box.
Yeah.
And I know that when you're in a painful situation, pain really locks you to your body. It's hard to think bigger. But anyway, we can do it. Then we have wisdom. So wisdom is the summit of knowledge. It's the pinnacle of knowledge. And you're smart and you're informed and you're wise because you've pulled in all the pieces of your mind, body, and spirit. And when you're in health, wisdom is knowing what serves you and what doesn't. And even down in the molecular level, to begin to touch, many people are very good at this. I've had to learn to be better at this, of knowing what foods nourish your cellular level, knowing what foods really, really work, instead of just grabbing something on the fly, knowing. So wisdom is that knowing. And wisdom also is when your spirit connections whisper something to you. because usually those, I'd say 100% of the time, those higher beings have universal knowledge. So they know more than our human mind does. So let's move down to the third row. So we have wisdom, power. Did we miss one on the second row?
It was excellence.
Okay, sorry. Let's do excellence.
Yeah.
I skipped ahead. Sorry. Excellence is wanting to be the best you can be, and I don't mean a Marine. this is how you turn on your life force, your life energy, and your choices. So when you are really going for big and turning it all on, going for broke, then you bring forth the most amazing you. And I'm just going to digress a second and say what you guys have heard me say probably 8 million times. Our world is at a major tipping point. We need your excellence.
Yeah.
And we need you to turn it on, because humanity needs to take a major evolutionary shift in our relationship to the planet and to nature. And that's going to happen when you are full on life force, life energy, life action. Yeah. So this box is a big one, but they're all big ones.
It is a big one. And, you know, now we're starting to get information, Doc Martin, about why it's a big one. You know, the latest study that came out on global emotions really points to a record high of people that are feeling emotionally stressed. I mean, 40% globally. And that's a high number. People say, oh, that's not very high. Think about it. 40% of the population in your country. And so what we're talking about here today leads to a transformational tool. It leads to the maximum medicine way. And that's why this is so very, very important.
And I think... well, I'm going to trust that unsettling feeling of those emotions are really, and it's the way we felt the world topsy-turvy, upturned, chaos, the death card in the tarot, mm-hmm. where the castle, the tower's falling down. I think those are going to trigger us. The discomfort is going to trigger us to dive in. I hope it'll trigger you to dive in deeper to find the key components of excellence. So I'm counting on that being a catalyst.
Yeah.
So anyway, perfect. That's just my wish. Power. I love power. And by this, I mean empowered. So I don't know how many of you ever read Dr. David Hawkins' book, came out some time ago,
yep.
Power versus Force.
Oh, yeah.
This is power, not force. This is not to dominate. This is to soar. So this is the full force of you, unhampered, coming forward. Your energy field's in alignment. Your life force is full on. And when you're in health, and a powerful life force can bring you through any challenge, because that can bring you to the deepest part of healing. And I believe, and I teach, that when we join up with our allies in the unseen world, our power is limitless, because we are joining with universal forces, planetary, galactic, intergalactic. So power in this case is a good word. Again, not force, but power.
Yeah.
And then we have transformation. And of course, all of this is about the transformation. And transformation is what's happening when we actually are doing, we're making the change. We're doing it. We're working it. We are exploring, and we're fixing and increasing the components of our mind, body, and spirit. And when we are lined up like this, then there's an alchemy. And an alchemy is where it's like magic, where a couple of things come together and the sum is more than the parts of the whole. So you get something even bigger than you thought. You know, you put, you know, the sorcerers of old and the myths were looking to create gold. Well, energetically, alchemy is where alignments happen and you get something even more magical. So when we transform, we can shift in the biologic, we can shift in our energy. And the whole purpose of it, in my opinion, is to shift how our life changes, shift the trajectory. So Pat, is there anything you want to say about these, or should we look at how we can come into the matrix different ways?
I would like to just talk about the, you know, the dynamic of when you put all these together and what they mean, because when we step back and we looked at this, what it did, Sharon, is we looked at this and we said, well, wait a minute. If I take vision, clarity, and wisdom, that's integrity. You know, if I take intention, expansion, and power, that's perseverance. And so when we looked at this in the eight ways that it can be looked at, what happened was it pointed to an outcome. You see, why look at maximum medicine for yourself in your life? What is the end game? Well, the end game is when you put all this together and what Doc Martin is sharing, and, you know, when you work with her, this is the work that you'll do. You'll be able to work with Doc Martin and figure out, where do I need the most help? Is it when I look at intention, expansion, and power? Am I not able to finish anything? Am I great at setting an intention? Am I fantastic at thinking out of the box? But am I just don't have the bandwidth? Do I not feel empowered enough to go the extra mile? And that's the beauty of this that I think we should talk about, because looking at individual boxes, they each have their own, yeah, I need to do that better. But now when we take a look either across or down or on a diagonal, we now are looking at the eight key elements or secrets, shall I say, to a maximum life. And that's the beauty of this, I think, to talk a little bit about. I know we're going to do more about it as we move forward.
Mm-hmm. So what I also like about it, and I kind of have this other image of it, it's as if each of the boxes is the amino acids of process. And then you pull a couple together and you start to make a special little soup or a stew, and you come up with a bigger process. So you come up, it's like building levels. So you're starting with building blocks, but you have all of these pieces. And then if you approach it and you pull out three of them and you look at the more complex and composite thought pattern, way of thinking, when you do this work, you are expanding within that power of your mind.
So and I think that's, let's talk about this, because we're talking about maximum medicine, mindfulness. And if we looked at each of these, right, Doc Martin, if we looked at each of these and really could get some help on how to move the needle, so to speak, right, the level and the degree by which our lives would change is really exponential. You know, somebody that can have the experience of finishing something, right? Set the intention, have an expansive way of looking at the world, and then take it that next extra step and feel like I am empowered to complete something. That is a big thing. And that's really what we're saying. But if we don't have this at the cellular level, if our body is not really taking it in, if we emotionally do not believe that, then this really gets us in a little bit of a pothole. And that's what I love about what you're talking about. These elements are multidimensional in that there's an energy, there's emotion, and there's a connection with the divine in every one of them.
And what it also is I love a stair-step approach. And in many of my diagrams that I've used both in the show and that I'm going to use in the book, we build. And that's how we learn anything. We build. So let's, for example, let's go intention. You talked about intention, expansion, and power.
Yeah.
So as you said, when you are able to have the intention and you're able to expand into it, and then you've achieved the power, well, you've persevered. And that's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's take another. Let's go from vision to intention to communication.
Yes.
If you've seen it, but you got really clear with your intention and you're able to say it to yourself, to others, that's drawing your line in the sand. No, that's not what I believe, or no, that's not what I want to do. You are focused, and that's a big deal. So each of the ways you go through this brings you to a deeper composite that you've accomplished. Do you want to take another, Pat, and go through it?
I like that one. I also want to get to one that I think is really part of where we are today. And I want to talk about it because we've seen it over the past 18 months. And that is when you take a look at wisdom, power, and transformation. And you're looking at what we call creativity. This is what we have seen. We have seen wisdom, power, and transformation. And when you put those together, we're thinking about an element by which if we had not had those three things working right now, we would not be doing this call. There would not be such a thing as Zoom. And, you know, Zoom had the wisdom. They certainly had the forethought and empowerment and power to create Zoom. Mm-hmm. But what happened? What happened 18, 20 months ago? These folks at Zoom did not realize, maybe they did, don't know, but they didn't know that the form and the way we communicate unprecedentedly would change. And Doc Martin, what they were able to do to step up to the need was based on, right, level of creativity that they must have had. You know, right. We went through the same thing as a network. You know, what happened creatively 10 years ago laid the blueprint for how we were able to continue and grow, not just through the pandemic, but through one of the worst economic downturns of 7, 8, and 9.
Right.
And so this is why I love these things, because the people that are listening, this is the one thing that doesn't require any external person, place, or thing to help you. And that's our creative element.
And to bring it to down to home, this doesn't cost you anything.
Right.
I mean, you accept your time and inner work. But when I think about it, I want to back up to the creativity.
Sure.
And Zoom, oh my gosh, they stepped up to the plate. Very amazing. I mean, heck, all kids around here, people in the rural areas don't have Wi-Fi. So we have parents driving to school parking lots so their kids can sit in the back seat with their tablets to hook into the school Wi-Fi to do their homework. I mean, and they hook on the Wi-Fi and they Zoom their classroom. So anyway, Zoom, a shout out to you, at least for now. unless you pull some stunt like some other big companies do. But anyway, we're at a critical point in our evolution as humans, in our evolution as coexisters on the planet, energetically connected to the earth. We need our creativity. We need our purposefulness. We need our perseverance. We need our confidence. We need our integrity. We need our understanding. We need our commitment. We need our focus. So if we can work on these elements as an individual, pull ourselves, major attitude adjustment. I don't mean that in a bad way. Really get your head straight. Get your inner thoughts matching what your heart really, really wants, and that's dictated by your soul. So you're putting out there, you're putting forward something that is so lined up. And when you're in alignment, your ability to transform yourself and to transform the world is exponential.
Yeah.
And we need exponential right now. There's no half-assed right now.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot be half-baked right now. We have to be full on. And unfortunately, that full on energy is showing up in other ways where we've got the chaos that's full on. But those of you who are listening, who know about wanting to do this deeper work, you're going to go full on coming from this alignment, coming from this composite building you're going to do, and you're going to come full on with effectiveness. And anyway, I'm getting all emotional about the possibilities.
No, but it is. And, you know, and part of this, if I might say, is you're engaged in it. I'm engaged in it. And it's one of the elements we're talking about. When you put clarity, expansion, and excellence together, you get purposefulness. You get the idea of sense of meaning, right? You know, you get this notion that if I'm able to work with you, Doc Martin, if I'm able to have a sense of purposefulness, and that's just one of the eight that we're talking about, my day snaps into it. And mm-hmm. and we're not talking about creating SpaceX, although if you want to create a SpaceX, go ahead. But it could be purposefulness and make sure your children are safe at school, or make sure you're taking great care of yourselves, or make sure you're using your intuition. And maybe today you take a hot bath.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, again, you're going to be talking about this more as we move forward, but this is now your purposefulness in educating and teaching all of us so that we could live a maximum life. Right, Sharon?
Right. Absolutely.
Mm. Mm.
And that's what I love. That's what Dr. Pat helped me envision is I had a download from spirit, and it awakened in me my desire to bring forth an approach that I call maximum medicine, with the belief that each of us has more power than we know. And if we can engage that, and that's what my book is about, is ways to teach you how to engage that, and that's what my shows are about, then the capacities grow and we grow and humankind evolves bigger. That's what I care about.
Wow. Doc Martin, thank you so much for today. Two things. We're looking forward for the book, so thank you for that. But also for people, how can they work with you? And by the way, we're going to be doing more on bringing spirituality together. What does it mean to create blessings? What does it mean to incorporate all of that at the cellular level? How do people find out about you?
The best way is to go to my website, drsharonmartin.com, Dr. Sharon, Sharon, Martin, Martin.com. And everything you need to know is there, and a contact form to get in touch with me. Toll-free number. It's not 800. I think it's 833, but, never did call myself, but anyway, so if I can help, I'm here. That's what I do. And anyway, this has been wonderful to share this mindfulness matrix with you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We're going to be together the third Wednesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific for candid, honest conversations to help you change the way you think about healing, about yourself, about your life. Did you hear your answer on the show? Well, I will be with you next month, ready for all your questions, from energy medicine to traditional healing and beyond. Healing is flow, movement, and destination. But are you stuck? What is your true destiny line? Listen in, call in to let the world know. Together, we'll choose what brings you into healing and let you call in all the power of the universe to act on your behalf. Reclaim your path. To learn more about me, Doc Martin, and Maximum Medicine, The Healing Hour, visit www.drsharonmartin.com. See you all next time.